Get ready for a new adventure in Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. Fast moving show on this hump day Wednesday, February 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Robert Victor Crook coming on. He's going to be filing for District 5. We have two more districts in Presque Isle County that we are actively seeking conservative common sense patriots to run for county commissioner, District 2 and District 3. Now, the districts 2 and 3 are split up for the city of Roger City, where you have the west of US 23 in one district. That would be District 2. In addition to the population west of US 23 in District 2 would be Belknap Township, where we've been to that beautiful hall. They have nice big hall. The Presque Isle County Republicans have held their Reagan Day dinners there. We love that facility. But also Akiak Township and Rogers Township. So calling all patriots, if you live in Belknap Township, Akiak Township, or Rogers Township, and the portion of the city of Roger City west of US 23, I want to talk to you. That would be District 2. We want to talk to you like we did with Mr. Crook there from the 5th District and others that we're talking to. And we want to help you run for county commissioner. We need you. Also, District 3 is in all of the city of Roger City, east of US 23. That would be District 3. So if you live in the city of Roger City, east of US 23, we want to talk to you as well. We're going to elect new commissioners, ones that are not going to spend ridiculous amounts of money wasting money, taxpayer money, grants, whatever it is. We don't care. There's better ways to have those dollars to go towards fixing the roads and other infrastructure, other investments that need to be made in Presque Isle County. We're not going to do it, people. We're not going to tolerate it. And you have to understand, county commissioners this year are being elected to four-year terms. So again, if you live in Belknap, Akiak, or Rogers Township, and or the city of Roger City, west of 23, I want to talk to you. And then District 3 is the city of Roger City, east of US 23. We have two open recruiting seats available. I've spoken with the chairman, Bob Britsky. I've talked to the other members of their executive committee there for the Presque Isle County Republican Party. They want you to run, and they want to support you. So give me a text message. I can act as liaison to you and Mr. Britsky, to their executive committee members. You can be vetted by them and see if they would consider supporting your candidacy. You have actually 2 months from almost today. April 23rd is the filing deadline for partisan elections. We need to get you elected to these seats. This is going to be a huge Republican turnout in Presque Isle County. If you have an R behind your name, you're winning. It's that simple. Presidential election is going to bring out the biggest turnout in the history of our state, our country, including all the counties up here in Northern Michigan. These people that run as no party affiliation, bye-bye. If you're a Democrat, Bye-bye. We are conservative Republican counties. I believe Presque Isle comes in almost like clockwork every November of a presidential year, 60-40, if not more, 62-38. Why and how do these Democrats get elected in our counties? I have no idea. We stopped doing it in Antrim County years ago. When I was chair here from 2012 through 2018, the Democrat Party stopped having meetings. They didn't even put candidates on the primary election ballot in August, and they didn't even have them on the ballot in November. If you're a Republican in my county and you won your primary against the other Republicans, you were elected in November. Many of them unopposed. I've been told that these Democrats and these no party affiliated candidates are getting elected in Presque Isle County because no Republicans would ever even run against them. That's insanity, people. Are you kidding me? And some of these rhinos, Democrats that run as Republicans in Sheboygan County, in Emmett County, Otsego, they run and get elected as Republicans when in fact they're closet Democrats. Well, guess what? We're going to expose all that this year, folks. It's not going to continue. It is not going to happen anymore. Period. End of discussion. We're taking back these seats. We're going to bring common sense business people like Robert Victor Crook is with his HVAC experience, his common sense. You heard his blunt answers. He's not a man of a lot of political crap coming out of his mouth. You ask him a question, he gives you an answer. Next question, please. These are the kind of people we need. And I'll be very happy to support his campaign after we get his paperwork filed. I'm personally going to endorse him to be the next county commissioner in District 5 for Presque Isle County. I know he's already spoken with Commissioner Cliff Tolini. And I know Cliff is actively talking with Mr. Wayne Seale. He's a Republican in District 4, Bismarck, Case, Metz, Mulkey, and Posen Township. So we will talk to him and find out if he's going to run for re-election or do we need to replace his seat as well. We don't know. But you can see we're not just a regular radio talk show. We're engaged in our community. I'm going to be working with the folks down in Genesee County. I got a call from somebody, I'm not going to say who, wants me to help in other counties around the state. And we're going to be working to hopefully improve their elected officials as well. We're taking it back, people. This is not going to, in any way, shape, or form, reflect on the radio station itself. This is a show, a syndicated show. I am the owner of the syndicated show. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. This is in no way, shape, or form reflective on the radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, in any way, shape, or form. The content of this show is mine. And I'm not speaking on behalf of the radio station. I want to make that totally clear. If you want to file anything with a complaint with anybody, you need to file it against me, not the radio station. My attorney will gladly represent me in any complaint you file. And if you don't like what I'm saying, turn the channel. It's that simple. This is what 2024 is all about. We are not going to back down. We are not going to be stopped talking about this stuff. We're not going to be vetting and interviewing candidates. We're not going to do it. This is our mission. This is what we are going to do this year. You will be the best informed, educated voters in the state of Michigan. That's my commitment to you. I want you to know every single race. I want you to know every single candidate. I want you to know everything about them, their websites, everything. If you want their phone numbers, text me, and I'll give you their phone numbers if I have it stored in my phone. You can pick up the phone and talk to these candidates. And this is one thing that I have been preparing for going all the way back to August of 2022 when I ran for the state Senate as a Democrat for the 37th Senate District. Got 6% of the Democrats to vote for me. We had a real primary. All the Democrats had to stay home and vote for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's only endorsed candidate, folks, in the entire state of Michigan, Barbara Conley, my opponent. And she won overwhelmingly, defeating me in that primary. Vicky and I spent our own personal funds to finance that campaign. I did it so that you Republicans could have a real Republican primary for that Senate race. Unfortunately, four candidates ran. They split the conservative vote, and the rhino, John DeMoose, got elected. The very one who voted for the Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget, because he got $15 million for a fresh water study in Traverse City, Michigan. The very same who voted against our Second Amendment rights from being able to carry firearms in the state capitol building. Yes, that state senator, John DeMoose. Oh, and by the way, the very same John DeMoose who did not sign the Republican state senator's endorsement letter endorsing Donald Trump for president. Senator Jim Runstad circulated it among the 18 Republicans himself and 17 others, notified them numerous times to remind them to sign it, and DeMoose kept giving Jim Runstad excuses, ultimately not signing the endorsement letter for Donald Trump. That's who Senator John DeMoose is. Unbelievable. My state senator did not endorse the candidate that will be the next president, number 47. Sad, 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 Johnny. We're on day number 8, waiting for you to come on the show. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. With the boycott going forward by the truckers, most of them independent owner-operators, refusing to take loads into New York City and Washington, D.C., they're expanding it now, it's going to cause some problems in supply chain logistics. Not going to affect us in Michigan a lot, but it is going to cause disruption in the flow of products. In order to get drivers to take loads into New York City and Washington, D.C., they're going to have to raise prices, shipping prices, the rate per mile, and the first fuel surcharges. As a result, the shippers are food-producing companies, Gordon Foods and other type of individuals like that. They're going to have to raise their prices to offset the cost of these increased trucking fees, shipping fees, going into New York City and Washington, D.C. But they're going to raise the prices on all their food because they're our corporation. They've got to balance their books. They can't isolate New York City loads and Washington, D.C. loads from the rest of their freight. So as a result, folks, this boycott, while they're supporting President Trump in this outrageous $355 million plus interest at $1 million a day until it's paid, is going to cause major disruption in supply chain. Food prices are high now. Just wait about 2 to 3 weeks from now. I need you to get your beef at least covered in your freezer. You need to get a hold of Cliff Tellini. You need to get this Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef. Buy a quarter. It's going to cost you $500 to $600, 125 to 150 pounds of beef in your freezer. We made up some eggplant parmesan with some of his ground up beef yesterday. It's been sitting in the refrigerator. I'm going to start baking it at 5 o'clock when Miss Vicky gets home from work. We're going to have eggplant parmesan with Tellini beef. I cannot wait to taste it. Text me beef. I'll text you back the clickable, dialable link to his farm, 989-733-2782. He's got quarters available. He's got 1-pound packages of the ground beef ready to go at $4.25 a pound. The quarters are $4 a pound. But you can taste it. And I got to tell you, I put a pan of venison beef. Thank you, Jim Rieger. I put a fry pan of venison and Cliff's beef in two separate fry pans yesterday. And you almost could not tell the difference. That's how lean his beef is. Rieger gave me a pound pack of venison burger. I put it in the right fry pan. The left one, tahini beef, went in the left fry pan. Folks, I wish I would have taken a picture of it. That's how lean his beef is. Hardly any water or grease comes out of it when you fry it up in the pan. As a matter of fact, I didn't even drain it when I added the marinara sauce and the can of diced tomatoes to make the eggplant with. There was nothing to drain. Didn't even have to drain it. So text me beef. I will text you back 989-733-2782. All you got to do is click on it, give them a call. Make sure you tell them Trucker Randy sent you. If you live within 25 miles of Onaway, he'll bring it right to your home or your business. And if you're more than 25 miles, he'll meet you halfway. So that's how he delivers it. It's ready for delivery today. They're in the freezer out at the farm. Tell him how many people are in your family. He'll get you the biggest quarter he can get. Or if it's just husband and wife, he'll sell you a small one. Cliff's a great guy. He'll take care of you. One other thing, the class, April 13th in Traverse City, is starting to fill up already. Text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link to acconservatives.org. Read the post. Make your $59 donation. If you're repeating the class, you already got the books from Gaylord or St. Ignace. Just pay $10. And then that way we'll put you on the sign-in list to check you off on the spreadsheet. Saturday, April 13th, 9:30 in Traverse City. It's going to be multi-county. We're hoping to have at least 300 patriots there. We need you to come be part of it. I'm going to be doing another one. We're checking into a venue right now, April 27th, down in Genesee County. We'll be organizing that one here shortly. So greatly appreciate you texting me class. We'll send you the flyer and a link to the website. And by the way, that's the same website, folks, acconservatives.org. Just donate $21. That's a different amount than the class. It'll give me your name, your street address, and your email address, and we'll know exactly where to ship your 100 cards to for a $21 donation. We've got them printed up. Again, we're down to, 10,000, set out 700. We're down to 9,300. And I will, yes, I got a couple of text messages. I will be bringing these with me to Detroit on March the 2nd. So you folks listening downstate, come hunt me down in the first Congressional District Caucus, and I'll have them with me, and we'll be able to take care of you right there. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Just hand me $20 cash. I'll give you the cards. All the money's going back in the account. We're going to order another 10,000, and we're going to keep doing this, folks, all the way through the August 6th primary, maybe beyond. Greatly appreciate you guys supporting this effort. We're going to educate 1,100 voters with just $20, $21 investment. You can be part of it. We greatly appreciate it. While the music playing, that's it for today's show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Now we're heading back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tahlini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants